2 weeks ago, on the I.O. stage in Mountain View, Sundar Pichai walked up to the mic and said 5 words that should have made every small business owner stop what they were doing. The chatbot era is over. And then he announced something they're calling the Agentic Gemini era, an era where the AI doesn't wait for your prompt anymore. It just does the work.
So I have to ask, Brian, if the chatbot era is really over, what does that mean for the business owner who's still copy-pasting into ChatGPT every morning?
It means you have about 90 days. 90 days to stop treating AI like a tool you visit and start treating it like an employee you hired.
Okay, let's slow that down. Because if you're listening right now, you've probably already played with one of these things. Gemini, Claude, ChatGPT. You've asked it to draft an email, write a product description, maybe summarize a contract, right? Maybe at 11 p.m. after the kids went to bed, maybe between calls on a Tuesday afternoon.
Right, and it felt like magic the first 3 times.
It felt like magic, and then it felt like a chore, didn't it? Because every morning, you have to remember to open the tab, remember the context, paste the same instructions for the 5th time.
That is the chatbot trap. And here's the part nobody is saying out loud. While you're still copy-pasting, your 3 biggest competitors are not.
And you can feel it, can't you? You can feel that something has shifted in the last 60 days. The supplier who used to take 3 days to send a quote now sends it in 20 minutes. The competitor who used to miss every other customer call now answers everyone. Maybe at 3 a.m., maybe on a Sunday.
Restaurants, HVAC shops, plumbers, accounting firms, boutique retailers, property managers, auto repair shops, cleaning companies, med spas, solo Amazon sellers. Every single one of those industries got a new entrant this quarter that runs lean, not because they hired better people, but because they hired better agents.
And the scary part, and Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the leader of one of those new entrants is usually not technical. They're just early.
Stay early or stay broke. Those are the 2 doors. Because what looks like an AI revolution from the outside is actually a labor arbitrage from the inside. You're already feeling the squeeze. Now you can do something about it.
So, Brian, you said 90 days. What changes in 90 days?
2 weeks ago, Business Insider ran a story about a solo founder named Lee Sims. 4 people, soft goods business, Amazon, and Shopify. She set up an AI agent that watches her inventory live across both channels. It flags reorders 8 weeks ahead of stockout. It drafts the email to her manufacturer with the exact quantity. It builds the Klaviyo campaign to move slow movers. Her web sales are up 6%. Her Amazon sales, let me say that again, slowly. Her Amazon sales are up 97% year over year.
97%.
97. On a 4-person team. No new hires. No new warehouse. No new platform.
So she didn't add an AI tool. She replaced a job.
She didn't replace a job. She promoted herself out of one. Inventory clerk, reorder analyst, email marketer. 3 roles that used to eat 15 hours a week. Now they happen overnight, and she walks in at 8 a.m. to a dashboard.
And that's the pivot. That's what nobody's talking about, isn't it?
Stop hiring the AI for tasks. Start hiring the AI for roles. That is the entire shift. The agentic era isn't about better answers. It's about a worker that doesn't sleep, doesn't quit, doesn't ask for a raise, and costs you under $300 a month. The owners who figure this out in the next 90 days will buy out the owners who don't by Christmas.
All right, 90 days. Where does a business owner start? This week, not next quarter.
4 steps. All 4 are free or under $50. Pen and paper, here we go.
Number 1.
Run a 5-day time audit. Open a blank spreadsheet. For 5 business days, log every 30 minutes. What did you actually do? Tag each block. Revenue work, admin, communication, or firefighting. At the end of the week, you will discover something you already suspect. 60% of your time is admin, comms, and firefighting. That is not a confession. That is your hiring spec.
Number 2.
Pick one role, not one task. Inventory analyst, reception, quote writer, bookkeeper assistant. Pick the one that is bleeding the most hours this week. Write a one-page job description for that role. What it does, what it touches, what handoffs it owns. Treat it like an actual hire, because that is what it is now.
3.
Build the agent in a single afternoon. Inside ChatGPT, inside Gemini, inside Claude, every one of them now lets you create a custom agent with persistent memory, connected tools, and scheduled triggers. You paste your one-page job description in as the system prompt. You connect Gmail, calendar, sheets, whatever the role touches. You give it 3 real tasks from yesterday. If it nails 2 of 3, it's hired.
And number 4.
Run it parallel for 2 weeks. Your old workflow stays in place. The agent runs alongside. You compare outputs every Friday. 2 weeks of overlap, then you cut the cord. 90 days from today, you will have 3 of these agents running. That's 3 roles, 3 salaries, paid for under $1,000 a month total. You already know which role you'd start with. Now you have permission to start.
Brian, this reminds me of something, and I want you to tell me if I'm wrong.
Go.
Around 2009, every brick-and-mortar retailer in America was looking at this thing called Shopify and Amazon FBA and thinking, that's for tech people, that's not for me. I have a real store with real customers, right?
Right.
And by 2014, 5 years later, the ones who said that's for tech people were closing their doors. And the ones who set up Shopify in 2010, even badly, even with a clunky theme, they were the ones buying out the storefronts on Main Street.
They didn't survive the transition. They bought their competitors. And this is the same window. Sundar didn't announce the agentic era because Google had a product to sell. He announced it because the curve has already bent. And the smaller you are, the more leverage you have, not less. A 4-person team can deploy 3 agents this month. A 4,000-person team will spend a year in committee.
So the small business owner listening to this isn't behind, are they?
The small business owner listening to this is exactly on time. 90 days from now is exactly when the gap shows up on every P&L in your city. Decide which side of that gap you're on before your competitor does.
Brian, for the owner who heard this and just thought, I don't have the afternoon, I have payroll to run, I have a truck to get on the road, what's the move?
Hand it to us. Ad Valorem ships 3 productized packages designed for this exact moment. The standard strategy at $3,500. We build your time audit, your role spec, and 1 production-ready agent in 7 days. The same-day rush at $5,500. We ship it in 24 hours. The research desk at $7,500 a month. We keep tuning agents and adding roles every week, so you wake up to a smarter operation every Monday. Move on this before the quarter ends. The owners who book this month will be running 3 agents before Labor Day.
And the link is in the show notes.
ai.advalorem.io/strategies. Don't be the one who heard it first and moved last. Stay early.
And share this one with another business owner, the kind who would actually pick up the phone if you called them at 8 a.m. tomorrow and said we should talk about this.
Stay early.